My name is J. Tom Washburn. I'm the minister at the Austin Avenue Church of Christ, and I want to thank you for joining our podcast today. I love this time of year. We're past Halloween. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. It won't be long before it's Christmas. 1 week later, it'll be New Year's, and then not too much after that, we have the Super Bowl. I love this time of year. I used to talk about loving this time of year because it's the time that you get all of the desserts that you want to get. But I really like the fellowships, and I like the camaraderie that takes place. I like getting together with family, and I like getting together with friends, and people just relaxing and laughing and enjoying each other. But as a minister, there's another part of this time of year that I also really like. I like dreaming about the next year. Once we get into this time of year, it's time to put together the study of what we're going to be looking forward to in the next year. And as I've been looking to what are we going to study in 2023 and what's going to be my theme through preaching, I thought, what about these two words? What if? What if? And as I thought about them, I thought, what a great challenge. What if Jesus really meant what he says in the Gospels? And what if the church really did what Christ calls us to do and who Christ calls us to be? What kind of difference would that make? What if we really believed that Jesus meant what he said about forgiveness and that it was not only his desire and a command, but it was our avenue to peace? What if Jesus really meant what he talked about repentance and turning your life around and changing? What if he really meant what he said about salvation and righteousness? And what if the church really believed what Christ said? What if the church really believed that Christ was enough? How would that affect the way that we live? What if we really believed what Jesus said about money? And what if the church practiced giving the way that Jesus teaches? How would that change the world, and how would that impact the world? What if we truly believed what Jesus said about loving one another, helping those who are less fortunate than we are, loving people beyond their reputation, loving people and seeing people the way that God saw them? What if a people did that? How would it affect the world, and how would it affect them? And I'm going to tell you, as the more I thought about this idea of what if Jesus really meant what he said? You know, so often we go to scriptures and we try to figure out how we're already right. And so we approach scripture trying to figure out how God agrees with us instead of us approaching scripture to try to get our life in agreement with him. And instead of reading the Bible and saying, what is he saying? We try to read the Bible and we carry with us all of that baggage, and it's impossible for us to not carry with us all of those teachings that we've had before. But as we approach 2023, I want us to try to open up the Word of God and see those words in red brand new. And what is Jesus saying? And not try to figure out how I'm already doing that or how that doesn't apply to me, but try to figure out how can I begin to do this in my life? How can I love people the way that Christ calls me to? How can I love people the way that Christ did? How is it that Jesus was able to sit at the table with tax collectors, publicans, and sinners and make a difference? You see, if we begin to look at the what if, it challenges us. Because so many of us, myself included, have become comfortable in our Christian walk. And I don't know that we're supposed to be comfortable in our Christian walk. I think that we're supposed to be challenged. And as we are challenged, we begin to challenge the world again around us. And whenever we challenge the world around us, there's going to be resistance. People don't like change. They don't like change. They like the status quo. Oh, they like comfort. But they don't like change. Change requires effort, and it requires direction, and it requires a purpose. And I'll also say this, change requires a leader. And that means I have to be willing to humble myself and to follow the ideas and the teachings of Jesus Christ more than my own wisdom and my own understanding. As we approach 2023, I want you to begin to ask yourself this question. What if? What if? What if Jesus really meant what he said? What if the church was to truly do what Christ has called us to do? Better yet, what if I started doing what I know Christ wants me to do? What kind of difference would that make in the world? What kind of difference would that make in my family? What kind of difference would that make in my marriage? Because when you look at the what if, and you say, what if Jesus really meant what he said? That means there really is a home waiting for those who are willing to follow him.